Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor with Josh Cantwell. Hey, I have a special treat for you. Today, I am interviewing one of my mentors' mentor. His name is Ron LeGrand. You may have heard of him. Ron first got involved in real estate when he was 35 years old, when he was a dead broke auto mechanic trying to make ends meet. Like a lot of people, attended his very first no money down real estate seminar. Since then, Ron has wrote dozens of books on building wealth and personal development. He's bought and sold over 1,600 houses and still does two or three a month with an average profit of over $40,000 per deal. With the help of his ex-secretary, who spends a couple hours a week in real estate, Ron, over the years, he has spoken in front of groups of over 20,000 people at a time. He is what some people call the godfather of creative real estate investing and the godfather of the weekend boot camp. Today, Ron spends his time with good people, helping them get rich in real estate, how to become one of the 3% who can really say and prove that they have achieved true wealth. Ron focuses today on helping other people become millionaires through residential and commercial real estate. I am excited to interview him. Although this is, I have not had a lot of personal conversations with Ron over the years. I had three mentors in my real estate investing career that were mentored by Ron. So my mentor's mentor. So I'm excited to interview him. And today we're going to specifically talk about a couple strategies. Number one, where Ron says to never sign personally for a bank loan, and how to do real estate deals with true seller financing that's non-recourse for both residential and commercial. We'll talk about Ron's favorite acquisition strategies for both residential and commercial real estate. And Ron actually will go through in this interview his three-step process, the actual language that he uses on the phone with a motivated seller, and exactly what to say to determine if they're motivated, how motivated they are, and when and how to make an offer. Also, we'll talk specifically about recourse versus non-recourse debt. And I'll walk through a couple of my deals, and Ron kind of pokes holes in some of my deals and what he would have done differently. So I'm excited to be interviewing one of the godfathers of creative real estate investing and my mentor's mentor, Ron LeGrand. Here we go.
Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, both new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
So Ron, hey, listen, I've been so excited, looking forward to this interview for a long time. Thanks so much for joining us today on Accelerated Real Estate Investor.
My pleasure.
Fantastic stuff. So Ron, you know, I'm always curious whether I have a very, very experienced, guest on the show who's done thousands of deals and mentored thousands of people, or whether it's somebody who's brand new. I'm always curious to hear what is something that they're up to today, a deal that they're working on or a project that they're working on or event that they're working on that they're really, really excited about. So what's new in your world? What gets you going? What are you passionate for?
Well, my whole life has been devoted to single family houses, but I've also done a lot of commercial. And just so happens yesterday, we closed on a 57 acre piece of land up in Michigan that we're going to develop into single family lots. And that looks like that's going to be very profitable. That's my latest thing, but we're always buying houses. And I have a commercial mastermind group that is always sending in deals for me to work with them on all kinds of commercial property, but I've done it all in my 40th year, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. 39 years, residential, commercial, fantastic stuff. So when you think about, you know, what is exciting today for investors, and you were to be working or teaching or talking with an investor, and that was making specifically, Ron, somebody who's making the pivot from residential into commercial, maybe somebody who's done a lot of single family homes, a lot of flipping, a lot of wholesaling, a lot of landlord stuff. And they're making this new path into whether it's apartments or commercial or self-storage. What do you think are some of the things that people need to consider? What are some advice that you would give those folks making that transition?
Well, first of all, don't forget to dance with the one who brung you, because residential creates the cash flow. Anybody can get into residential and very quickly start creating income, residual income, which is the thing I like about it most. Current, got ongoing income that you don't have to get up and go to work for every day. Unlike wholesaling and rehabbing and retailing, where you do the job once and you get paid and you pay maximum taxes and you got to keep working. I'm in the pretty house business, which is, we call it terms business. We buy with terms and we sell with terms and we stay in the deal for as long as we can, because we lease and option them out to tenant buyers, not just tenants. They do the work with their own money, and they give us thousands of dollars of non-refundable option deposit, and just a totally different business than being in the rental business. So when you get that set up, it really doesn't take long once you get the basics, because it's never been easier to do what we do than it is today, Josh, with technology and all the outsourcing that we have. There's very little to do. One of my main missions is to teach people to get the hell out of their own way and let the system take over. And then they have time to think and actually do other things, such as commercial or frankly, anything else that they want to do in life that they've been putting off and didn't think they could do, largely because of cash flow or lack of it. Once you get the cash flow up, then you can branch out. Commercial is something that doesn't take very much time. I mean, it could, but anything we do could take a lot of time, couldn't it? I mean, if we do all the hard work and do all the stupid stuff we shouldn't be doing, we could take any part of any business. And I had 6 restaurants. I never worked in any of them. But mm-hmm. You're talking about a time sucker. They could easily suck up your life, and they do, most restaurant owners. They just live in that restaurant. So commercial, we are looking for properties that have a problem, because if they don't have a problem, we have to pay a retail price for them. You're in the apartment.
Right.
You know, a big retail price for an apartment complex and turn it right around and make money on it. Of course, there are reasons people pay retail price, because they're looking for that single digit return for a higher return later. And I understand that. Those are the folks you generally sell to, but we don't buy like we sell, do we? So not much different to residential, except for the due diligence and the amount of the value of the deal. And of course, the back end payday is a lot bigger as well.
That's right. You know, and commercial is probably even easier because there are so many professionals in the commercial space, like professional commercial contractors, professional property management, professional, you know, securities attorneys and those types of people. And when I first got into commercial, you know, we self-managed a lot of our apartment buildings. And I don't want to say that was a mistake, but over time you realize, wow, these professional property management companies, they manage 100,000 units or 200,000 units or 20,000 units. They obviously have a lot of systems dialed in that you don't have when you only own your first 200 units or 500 units. You might as well leverage that experience. And obviously, Ron, you've done that over your career. You've learned a lot. You've made a ton of mistakes. You've done a ton of things well. Maybe talk for a second a little bit more about outsourcing, a little bit more about what are the things that people are doing when they're doing the terms business or doing the commercial business. Because so many people get into this and think, I've got to do it myself. I want to learn it all. And then I want to outsource it, versus just leveraging other people's expertise.
In a single family house business, we got it so systemized. I'm telling you, there's almost nothing to do. When I buy a house, all I do is make the decision that I'm going to buy it and the terms are okay. And when I sell it, I just say, well, that buyer's okay. That's all I do. Everything else is done. It's either done by our virtual assistants in-house, which we have a whole floor of them that call sellers for people all day, every day, about 35,000 of them a month, to be exact.
Wow.
We don't take inbound calls. We drive those to an outsource company called Pat Live. Outbound calls are for the first screening process or our VAs make, and then there's just a little short closing call that our students have to make using my scripts that have been perfected. And that will determine immediately whether the deal is worth chasing or not. And then once the contract is signed, when the house is on the market to sell, it's all automated. Same thing. We don't do inbound calls. We don't show houses. We don't do any of that stuff. We don't spend our life on the internet. All of these things can be jobbed out so cheaply that there's no reason for us to do it. In fact, I teach my student just that what you should focus on is one thing, and that's making the decisions. And frankly, pretty soon you can job that out. I've delegated it. Honestly, I run two or three different businesses. I don't even make the decisions. I'm sitting here at home right now, as you can see, with my background here. And some days I have to get up and figure out what I want to do today. So,
yeah, good problem to have. Brian, I'd love to hear your take. And obviously, you're a big proponent of the terms business. You're passionate for the terms business. But so many people get into real estate and think wholesaling.
Yeah.
Wholesaling. Like, I'm going to wholesale commercial real estate, or I'm going to wholesale residential real estate. And like you mentioned, they get that one deal done, and then the next month they've got to go do another deal, versus the terms business, you can get paid two, three, four different ways. So I guess sell the audience, right? Because there's so many people in here who are wholesalers, versus why the terms business to create cash flow. Because what I'm trying to do is get these residential investors to continue, like you said, don't leave the person that you married, right? Love that person, stay with them, do resi, but ultimately level up to commercial. Well, if you're busy hustling with all these flips and wholesale deals, it's going to be tough to find the time to evaluate commercial deals, versus in the terms business, you have cash flow. So I'm already selling it for you, but what's your take on that as well?
Well, you hit one of the biggest points, and that's getting the new guy out of your life, because if you don't, you're never going to get to the plateau you want to get to. But in terms of it, we need to do an example. Let's say that you live in a $500,000 house and you want to sell it. All right. And I contact you, and I'm using my simple script, and you tell me you're okay. Well, let's say you have a $400,000 mortgage on it, and the payment is $2,800 a month. Okay. And I ask you, I'll give you my script, Josh, the first part of my script. Josh, if we can agree upon the rest of the terms, what's the least you can take for the house?
Mm-hmm.
Answer. And then I'm going to say, is that the best you can do, Josh? And you're going to give me a lower answer, almost always. Okay. And I'm going to stop right there on the phone. But when I get to the house, we're going to continue the conversation.
Right.
Second question is, we usually buy with nothing down. Okay. And you're going to say one of two things. You're going to say, okay. Or you're going to say, no, I got to have a down payment. If you say, I got to have a down payment, I'm going to say, well, we usually buy with nothing down. How close to nothing can you get?
Mm-hmm.
Determine right here and there whether you're interested in selling with little or nothing down, or whether you want a big down payment. Because if you want a big down payment, we can't do business together. I'm not mad at you. I just can't work with you.
Sure.
First of all, most people don't want to sell on terms, so I'm only looking for the minority, not the majority, which is all I can handle. And my last question is, okay, I assume you're okay with me making your payment until it's paid off. And if I get good answers to those questions, then I'm going to make an appointment. I even have a script for that. So when I go out to the house, I'm either going to get a contract or I'm not. And I mean, don't need but one or two of those. Because let's take your $500,000 house. Once I get it under contract and the seller's out of it, I'm going to put it right. And by the way, this is a nice house in a nice neighborhood. I'm not in renovation business. I don't have to raise capital. I don't have to deal with contractors. I'm ready to, when they move out, we're ready to move in. So I put it right back on the market on a lease purchase. And you know, as hot as this market is out there today, it's easy enough to sell for all cash, much less offering terms to people who can't qualify at the bank. And that's my market. 70% of the people looking to buy a house cannot qualify at the bank. They're all ours. They can qualify to me because I don't care what their credit looks like. Whatever broke could be fixed by giving time. I'll give them time. I'll raise the price. In fact, if I were selling for cash today, Josh, I raised the price. Price. But today, wow, what a license to steal on the selling end, the way this market is. I'd probably put that house on the market for $529,900, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Take less than a $50,000 non-refundable option deposit, which would be very easy to get on that price range house. Anybody looking at that house that could qualify would need $100,000 down. So if I can get $50,000 down or more, I'm happy. So I got in with little or nothing down. I got $50,000 back in a few days. But the important part is I got a beautiful home in a beautiful neighborhood. I get appreciation. I get depreciation, which is huge for people who don't like paying taxes. And I'm going to get a monthly cash flow between what your payment is and what I'm getting out of my tenant buyer, which is going to be higher than rent, because lease option tenant buyers will pay more than straight tenants. Remember, and plus, they're responsible for 100% of the repairs after they take over the property. So I don't have to worry about that. So I get residual income and I get debt pay down. Every month,
yes.
Hopefully the value gets bigger. And believe it or not, a large percentage of the people that lease option decide to move out later. And when they do, they forfeit that front end deposit. all closed with attorneys, I might add, all fully disclosed in writing. So there's so many paydays, but one of the biggest ones is that residual income. We get houses up around $500,000, $1 million or more. That income can easily top $1,000 a month net between what I collect and what I pay out. Don't take too many of those to put one out of work.
You know? Right. There you go. And to do that and have that residual income plus the front end, a lot of people are focused with wholesaling, whether it's residential or commercial, on wholesaling for a quick fee. My friend Adam, I bought an apartment building from him and paid him a $292,000 assignment fee. I bought a $3 million building. He was all in for 2.7. I bought it for three. He made almost 300 grand. But the problem with that, although that's a great problem, the problem with that is he's got to go do another one, right? He's got to go do another one the next month and the next month.
You know, to the IRS.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got to give half of it to the IRS. Absolutely.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
So, Ron, I know you've done amazing stuff in the commercial world as well. I'm interested to hear, like, you've done so many different types of deals. Is there a favorite that sticks out? Is there a favorite deal? I know this is the strategy today, but is there a deal, commercial deal, residential deal that just sticks out? Everyone kind of has a favorite, or maybe a top five. What are your thoughts on that?
My favorite is land.
Okay. How come? Tell us why.
Well, I'll tell you why. Let me just give you an example of one that I just bought yesterday with a student, by the way, student partner deal. It's 57 acres. It's already got a plat map drawn on it for 87 lots, but I think we can increase that to about 125 lots. And I think we can put the horizontal infrastructure in there, which is roads, water, sewer, and electric, and so forth, for about $40,000 to $50,000 a lot. But those lots are going to sell for about $100,000 because all around it is $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 houses. So
nice.
We're going to get at least $100,000 out of the lots. So our goal is simply, by the way, I bought the property for $650,000, owner financing with $50,000 down, 3-year balloon on the balance. So I don't have to worry about monthly payments because I ain't making monthly payments on vacant land. So we got plenty of time to go and get that thing turned around. And I'm literally going to develop this one. I could just sell the land. All right.
Got it.
Change the zoning on it, and because it's farmland now, so we do have to rezone it. Shouldn't have any problem. There's houses all around it. And the exit strategy on that thing, I can't tell you right now what it is, but it's at least $2.5 million net profit on that piece of land. The reason that I like that land so much is because it's very difficult to take an income producing building. There's only so much you can do with it, as you well know. There's only so much you can build into it. And then you let that value grow and you sit there and you collect the income and so forth. And hopefully it goes up in value and hopefully the market goes nuts like it is now. And your cap rates go down to practically nothing and great time to sell. But those are out of your control. Mm-hmm. This land thing is in my control. So in other words, I can create big value fairly quickly with the land converting it than I can with building. But I've got nothing against income producing buildings either.
Right.
I can do all that work that's involved in developing the land. In fact, we're looking at one right now, several stories high that we can buy with owner financing. And because I don't buy them with owner financing, I'm not buying them, Josh.
I love it. I love it. I love the owner financing. We use a lot of traditional financing with our commercial apartment buildings. That's kind of the space that we play in. But when we're looking for off-market apartment buildings, the direct-to-seller, direct-to-owner, certainly those, selling on terms, selling with owner financing, wholesaling, acquiring on lease purchase, selling on lease purchase, that becomes more of an option. Today, obviously, a lot of the apartment owners seem to be, there's a lot of movement, as you know, Ron, because the people are afraid of the Biden administration, potential tax increases, getting rid of the 1031 exchange. So there's a lot of deals trading and selling right now through brokers. So that's another one of our strategies too. That's fine. So Ron, let's go back for a second. Obviously you've done thousands of deals, students that have done thousands of deals. Where did it all begin? Where did your passion for this begin? When did you first get the itch? Everyone gets the itch in real estate where they're like, ooh, man, I like this better than my real job. I like this better, the freedom, the cash flow, the tax benefits. When did you get the itch? How did that start?
March 12, 1982.
All right. Oh, you remember the date. All right. Tell us about March of 1982.
That's when I was attended my first real estate seminar. I was a mechanic working on cars and running a service station here in the hot Florida sun. And came home one day and my wife wanted me to buy her a new washing machine. I couldn't afford it. And I went to bed upset and woke up totally. I went to bed. And when I woke up, I had a turning point. I decided I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life. And started looking, didn't know what I was looking for. Like anything else, just looking. Saw an ad that said, come learn how to buy real estate without using money or credit. And that got me down to that seminar. And that got me into another seminar, and that seminar got me out to my first wholesale deal within 3 weeks. So I did probably over 1,000 wholesale deals and probably 1,000 rehabs on houses throughout the year. But it started with a washing machine.
Nice, I love it. Now, Ron, as you look at this amazing career, all the national speaking engagements, your impact on so many tens of thousands of other people. I've had real estate mentors that have helped me who credit you with being their mentor. So in a way, although you and I have never spent a lot of time together, my success in real estate is partially because of the trail that you blazed years ago and continue to blaze. So I thank you for that. Thank you very much. But what kind of advice would you give back now today to your younger former self? Like, what would you do differently? What did you think you did right? As you reflect on all the success, if you were speaking to a younger Ron LeGrand or one of our new listeners, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I could fill a book on that one, Josh. But
fill like dozens of books that you've already written. I know they're all out there. Is there anything that's at the top of mind right now?
In fact, I do have a book called The Less I Do, The More I Make, and that's all about getting out of your own way. That's on Amazon. First of all, when I started, I was reluctant to get help. I was young and cocky. And after I did my first handful of deals, I mean, who knows more than me, which is a joke looking back. So I would certainly seek out help as fast as you can, but you've got to seek out the help from those who are qualified to render it, because there's so much help out there that'll do you more harm than good. You can't go out and do 3 house deals and then all of a sudden be a teacher and profess to know the industry, because you don't. You're not even getting warmed up on the mistakes that you're going to make. So follow the fellow who follows his dreams. Get some quality help. And if you're watching this and you think you're going to get trained for free, you better rethink that, because you might want to ask yourself, why would you train somebody for free? So why would you expect somebody to train you for free? People that are in the business of training are going to have to get paid for it. They got overhead like everybody else. And if they don't get paid for it, they're not going to devote any energy to it. And again, if they're not in the training mode and you're not getting trained while they're set up to train you, then you're not going to get trained. You can't get trained hanging around somebody. If you did, it'd take years and years and years. You can't go to college without and skip high school. Same here. You need to get the training from the people who are qualified to train you. Then after that is to get help implementing. That's where your mentors come in. I mean, you have mentors. I have mentors that work with students. I never had a mentor. I never got one back then. I never thought I would need one. Stupid mistake. I can't tell you how much money it cost me not to get somebody to work with me to get through my first deals. We have mentors today, and they're making millionaires. You know, they keep people, because people take it. I often relate to, you've got to have a bulldozer sometimes to get people across the goal line into the end zone.
Yeah.
Be pushed. They got to be prodded. Sometimes they have to be sweared at, and whatever it takes, big stick. And that's what it takes, because people are looking for reasons to fail. They're not looking for reasons to succeed. They don't internally understand that, but that's exactly, you get close to a deal, they find ways why it won't work. You know?
Right.
I'm like, gosh, what if they accept my offer? Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. What if I can't find a buyer? What if I can't find a seller? I mean, this isn't a risky business, but there's risk in everything. So there's not every single thing going to be a known number. Like when we buy, it's not always know exactly how we're going to exit or exactly what we're going to exit at. That's why it's a calculated risk. But you got to be able to do that deal and make it get it across the goal line. Sometimes you need a mentor to say, it's a deal, go do it. Go finish it. Close it.
Well, you're in the apartment business, and you know as well as I do that one of the biggest risks is personally guaranteed debt. Mm-hmm. And we can buy apartments without personally guaranteed debt. And we certainly better buy a single family houses without it, because if you're a student of mine, I catch you guaranteeing a loan, I'm going to send a big, ugly 6'8" guy after you. And have him whoop you, because we don't guarantee debt on Planet Ron, Josh. That's one of the biggest mistakes that people make. That's what gets them in trouble. And, you know, I can attest to that from personal experience after 2008. So I'm not guaranteeing debt, period, residential or commercial. Yet we find ways to do the deals without guaranteeing the debt. Imagine that. Out of our eyes, we're not slaves to the banks, and they don't tell us what to do and when we can do it. And that takes most of the risk right out of the business. So after that, about the only thing you can lose is a little bit of money. If you lose a little bit of money, make it up on the next one. So if you use attorneys to close your deals, now you're protecting yourself legally. So, you know, it takes the risk out of the business.
In my newest real estate investing book, The Flip System, you'll learn the proven secrets and strategies that I've used to be a successful real estate investor. You'll also hear the story of my journey from quitting my job to doing over 2,000 units of apartments. The Flip System is now available for a limited time, and you can grab your free copy at getflipsystem.com/podcast. You'll learn the same proven principles and secrets and investing strategies that I used to quit my job and pursue a life of financial freedom. In this book, I'm sharing exactly how I was able to personally close over 750 profitable real estate deals, make over 400 private lender loans, raise over $30 million, and acquire over 2,000 units of cash flowing apartments. Get my newest book now for free at getflipsystem.com/podcast. That's getflipsystem.com/podcast.
I love it. And Ron's offering, guys, for all of our audience, Ron has his terms webinar that you can attend absolutely free. Check it out at ronlegrand.com/terms. I encourage all of you guys to go register for that now. Check out his free webinar. It's a solid hour of rock solid content. You'll get all the training on his terms program. And if it makes sense, you can take the next step and become a student of Ron's there as well. ronlegrand.com/terms is a fantastic place to engage with Ron. Ron, as we wrap up our episode today and our podcast, I want to finish with our final five. And for you, I've got a slightly different final five than I ask some of my other guests. But let's go ahead and jump in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, of course, I want to know, what's your favorite way to find deals?
We have a program that we have a company that sources 2,000 websites every day for sale by owners, because for sale by owners is where it's at in terms of business. In fact, that's where it's at in the ugly house business nowadays, because it is hard to get a deal out of the MLS. So every day, my members of my Gold Club get delivered into their inbox all of the FSBOs that are online in the two counties that they choose, which makes life so much easier for them. And then my VAs follow up and call them and get the information sheet filled out. So that's my favorite way to find deals.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. Now, you said you don't necessarily need to hire and raise capital for deals. Use obviously terms. But what is your favorite way to kind of fill up your capital stack? I think you're going to say owner financing, but other types of financing as well. What's your favorite way to get all the capital you need for deals?
Private lenders, and I mean private lenders, not mortgage brokers, not loan sharks, private lenders. Human beings that want to get a high rate of return on their money. We name the terms. They don't name the terms. There are no points. There are no short-term balloons and that stuff. But yeah, and we'll never, ever run out of money. There's trillions of dollars sitting in people's IRAs they don't know what to do with. So when we can give people a high rate of return safely secured by a low loan-to-value ratio on a piece of real estate, what better use are they going to have for their money? I'll give them 14 times what they get in the bank account.
Absolutely. That sounds great, Ron. Ron, what do you think is maybe the biggest mistake that you've ever made?
Guaranteeing debt.
Got it. Love it. What do you think is maybe one of the best decisions that you've ever made in your personal life or in your business career?
Well, I've been married for 56 years. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. I love that, man. I love being a family man. So 56 years, I'm I'm chasing you. I'm at 14 years, but hopefully I'll be there at some point.
And on to that, I got to tell you, looking back, I think one of the best decisions that I made was to stick with it. Because you can't be in this for 40 years without having everything pulling you in a million different directions. I always got a shiny object, and I decided to stick with real estate. It's been very good to me. Now, look, I have an information company that trains people on real estate, and I have a couple mastermind groups and so forth. But real estate has always been good to me. And it's a business that's not going to ever fade. It's not a fad. It's not going to come and go. People always have to have a place to live. They always have, and they always will. And people always need to sell, and other people always need to buy. And it makes no darn difference where you live. It's all the same across the country with some price variances and a few law variances and so forth. But it's a business you can count on.
Love it. Rodney, who do you think's been the greatest mentor to you? You've been a mentor to tens of thousands of other people, but who's had the biggest impact on your life?
I don't have a single mentor in real estate because when I was starting, there was no such thing. I was going all over getting stuff from everybody. My biggest marketing mentor has been Dan Kennedy by far. He's taught me more, probably made me more money than any other one human alive. And of course, without marketing, everything is different because we apply that to everything we do. But I don't have one. I've had many mentors. Of course, most of them are dead now. But no, he's still alive.
Yeah, Dan lives about 35 minutes east of here in Twinsburg, Ohio, right down the street.
His house many times.
Yeah, fantastic. Great man for sure. And just I blazed the trail just like you did, which has been fantastic. Yeah. Ron, last question is, what do you think is your favorite way to kind of decompress and get away from the business and think as a CEO, as an entrepreneur, somebody that's led many large organizations, groups, and companies? You know, sometimes getting away from the business and thinking is the ultimate and highest and best use of your time. There's maybe a place you like to go, a different way you like to think, kind of maybe to bring a notepad and sit and write. I wish I could do it more often. You know, you get in the business too much in the dirt. Where's your favorite place to go to just operate in the clouds, get away from your business and think?
Well, I just got back from Ketchikan, Alaska. I took my entire company to Ketchikan, Alaska, and I fished for 3 days and some of them played around. Obviously, I like that trip. I've been on there for 26 years now. I owned the resort for 3 of those years. But back when I was doing a lot of commercial flying, that's where I did a lot of my thinking because I didn't get interrupted on those. Now I own my own plane. But I don't fly it much anymore because there's not that many places to go today. when you get on an airplane, you've always got uninterrupted thinking. But I spend a lot of time at home now. In fact, I spend most of my time at home, so I don't have any problems sitting around here. I just have to shut the door there behind me. I still got a wife who thinks that I'm at home. I'm at work, but you know how that works. So I have a lot of time to think nowadays. And in fact, I have that for a lot of years because it's been a long time since I started implementing the less I do, the more I make lesson. And I can't even know how many years that I've been out of the minutia trap. So I don't even have to go to work anymore. I guess you could say I'm retired, but I still teach.
Yeah.
But I don't get up and go to the office every day.
I love it, Ron. Well, listen, thanks so much for carving out some time today. Again, for my audience, check out ronlegrand.com/terms for Ron's free webinar offer to check out his webinar, learn from him. And this has just been a lot of fun for me, Ron. Thanks so much for joining us today on Accelerated Real Estate Investor.
My pleasure, sir.
Well, hey, guys, listen, I hope you really enjoyed that interview on Accelerated Real Estate Investor with Ron LeGrand. Had a great time interviewing Ron and learning more about him. Obviously, he's been well known throughout the real estate circles for a long, long time. So it was good to spend a half hour or so with him and doing a deeper dive. If you have any comments, questions, please go back into iTunes, YouTube, leave those comments there. I'm always so excited and grateful to hear your comments, to see your ratings, reviews, emails that we get, questions that we get from our guests and from all of our listeners on the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never, ever miss another episode. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Hey, Josh here. And do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt?
All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes. Okay? Do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're going to send that person a free t-shirt and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerated Investor. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are. And then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You were just listening to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build the AI community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at www.joshcantwellcoaching.com.